奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来、分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you the truth in the Bible.
今天是安息圣日，我们一起在这里来学习神的、在圣经里面留给我们的信息。愿主耶稣带领我们，都能够从今天的查考得到造就。
Today is a holy Sabbath day, and we are here to learn about the truth. And may Lord Jesus Christ guide us so we can all be edified.
今天早上用两大堆石头的启示跟大家来思考一些神要我们学习的功课。
And today I would like to use the topic, the revelation of two great heaps of stones for our mutual encouragement.
这是要根据我们现在的读经进度，我们在读约书亚记，我们过去这个礼拜所读过的第七章跟第八章跟大家来查考这个主题。
And it's according to our daily Bible reading, we've been studying Revelation chapter 7,The book of Joshua, chapter 7 and 8. So I use this as our topic today.
我们在读耶稣雅记的时候，你如果仔细发现呢，在耶稣雅记谈到很多的石头。
As we're studying the book of Joshua, we realize they talk about stones.
所以这个石头呢一直出现，你就有时候要在读圣经的时候就留意，把它圈起来。
And as we're reading the Bible, if you see the subject stone, you can circle the word.
然后读完之后，整卷书你再把它算算看，你读过几次几个石头。
And after you finish a whole book, then you can count how many stones, the word stone you circled.
然后再想想看，这些石头到底对我们有什么意义。
Then you can meditate, what does these stones, mean to us?
我们现在请翻开第七章，约书亚记第七章。
Let's please turn to Joshua chapter 7.
第七章我们请看第二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
二十四节说，耶稣亚和以色列众人把谢拉的曾孙亚干和那银子、那件衣服、那条金子，并亚干的儿女、牛、驴、羊、帐篷，以及他所有的，都带到雅各谷去了。
24. Then Joshua and all Israel took Achan the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold.His sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor.
二十五节，耶稣亚说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日主必叫你受连累。”于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上，又用火焚烧他所有的。
25. And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord was troubled.Trouble you this way. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones.
26节
26.
众人在亚干身上就堆成一大堆石头，直存到今日。于是神转意，不发他的烈怒，因此那地方名叫雅各谷，直到今日。
26. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones.Still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of the place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day.
那这个雅各谷，雅各特别有一个括弧，说是连累的意思。
And there's also a parenthesis, this literally means trouble.
那这一段就在记载亚干他这个人怎么样被众人用石头打死之后，在他的身上堆成一大堆石头做纪念，一直到现在。
So these verses describe how Achan he was stoned to death, then the people raised over him a great heap of stones.
那他堆他的尸体在那里堆成那一堆石头，那个地方叫做雅各谷，就是连累谷的意思。
So his corpse was there, and over him there was a great heap of stone, and they called the valley of Achor, meaning trouble.
因为亚干他一个人在当面的事情上犯罪了，就连累了整个以色列百姓，在攻打爱城的这一个战役上失败。
Because Achan he took the accursed things of the Lord, so that's why Israelites they did not win the battle of the city of Ai.
耶稣雅记的第七章跟第八章都在讲攻打爱城这个事件。
In Joshua chapter 7 and 8, talking about the battle of Ai.
那这一个事件，攻一这个城用两章的篇幅记载的非常详细。最后，他 他留下了两堆石头。
And there's two chapters with great details concerning this battle. And in the end, there are two heaps of stones.
好，那在这个第七章就记录这个亚干他犯罪怎么被发现的，然后他最后怎么被处置。
And chapter 7 recorded how later Achan's sins was discovered and then what was his punishment.
希望我们都有在读圣经，我们都跟着教会的读经进度在读的时候，我们就知道这整个故事，我们就不用再重复了。
And I hope that we all follow the daily Bible reading schedule so we all know the story very well. We do not have to repeat the story once more.
那等到第七章这个地方，众人把亚干他除掉了以后呢？第八章他们再一次的去攻打爱城这个其实不是很大的城市。
And in chapter 7, after they killed Achan, they once in chapter 8, once again went to attack the city of Ai, and city of Ai is not a great city.
爱城其实里面所有的人口才12000人。
Because the total population in the city of Ai is 12,000 people.
那所以其实是一个小地方而已啊。
So it's just a small place.
那最后呢，神虽然是这么小地方，但是也是在神的祝福底下，他们才能够攻胜的。
And even though it's a small place, they have to triumph over this city with the blessing of God.
最后他们还是把爱城拿下来了。
And in the end, they took down the city of Ai.
好，我们现在看第八章。
Let's go to chapter 8.
第八章第28节。
Chapter 8, verse 28.
耶稣雅将爱城焚烧，使城永为高堆，荒场，直到今日。
28, so Joshua burned Ai and made it a heap forever, a desolation to this day.
29节，又将爱城王挂在树上，直到晚上。日落的时候，耶稣雅吩咐人把尸首从树上取下来，丢在城门口，在尸首上堆成一大堆石头，直存到今日。
29, and the king of Ai, he hanged on the tree until evening, and as soon as the sun was done, Joshua commanded that they should take his corpse down from the tree, cast it at the entrance of the gate of the city, and raise over it a great heap of stones that remains to this day.
这是另外一堆石头石头底下的尸体就是这个爱城的王。
And then under another great heap of stones, is the corpse of the king of Ai.
那所以呢，你看在这一个攻打爱城的事件里面，有一堆石头是让这个一开始的事件失败的这个人他的尸体所堆起来的纪念。
So after they attacked the city of Ai, the first great heap of stone is the cause of losing of the battle, which is the corpse of Achan.
然后之后他们回转归向神，让神的怒气消了之后，神帮助他们得胜。另外一堆石头就是这个爱城的王，表示他们把这个城攻打下来。
And after the people returned back to God, God's anger subsided. Then another heap of stone is the sign of triumph, which is the heap of stone was covering the corpse of the king of Ai.
好，所以第七章跟第八章这两章所记录的这个事件呢，给我们两个很重要的意义。
Therefore, the incidents that's recorded in chapter 7 and chapter 8 give us two great lessons.
第一个就是在圣经里面向我们提出一个很严重的警告。
And the first lesson is a great warning from the Bible.
在我们的生活当中，我们要把罪除掉。
That in our life, in our daily life, we have to get rid of sin.
因为当我们的生活里面，特别在像圣经里面亚干的事件，在当面的事情上得罪神之后，就神发怒。那他们全体百姓就连累也受遭殃。
And because of the accursed things, we can arouse the anger of God, and then the whole nation will be in trouble.
然后这个罪就带来忧伤。
And sin will brought forth sorrow.
罪也带来了失败。
And it will also bring along with it failure.
最后罪让众人没有办法体会到神的同在，因为神已经离开他们。
And in the end, sin will let people not be able to feel the abidance of God because then God will depart from them.
最后，他们当他们把这个罪除了之后，神再一次与他们同在了。
And after they get rid of sin, God once more abide with them.
那这个亚干他犯罪，其实不是他个人的事情而已。
Achan, he sinned against God, and that's not only about him and God.
因为他的作为后来连累了所有的其他人。
Because his doings also trouble all the people around him.
所以我们从第七章我们就看到说，诶，现在这个教会里面，我们竟然是一个属神的团体，是主耶稣基督的身体的肢体。我们每一个人都是互相有关联的。
Therefore, in chapter 7, we can learn that we are all one body in Lord Jesus Christ, and we are not just ourselves.
所以没有人有这个权利说我犯罪，我做什么事是我个人的事情，跟其他弟兄姊妹没有关系。
So no one has the authority said that if I sin, it's just between me and God, and it will not bother all the other brothers and sisters.
这件事情，这个有关于罪的事情，我们互为肢体这个道理呢，在旧约圣经是这样写，在新约更是这样。
Because matter concerning sin, and also we are one body in Christ. This is a recording in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, it is also this way.
所以我们每一个人的行为都会影响到我们弟兄姐妹啊，能够是不是能够感受到神的作为啊，这个事情上有关系的。
Therefore, our individual actions will influence the whole assembly on whether the whole, all the congregation will be able to feel the presence of God.
那第八章我们就看到另外一个这个意义就是神让我们看到希望。
In chapter 8, we can see another meaning is that God let us be able to see hope.
我们的神是慈爱的神。
And our God is a merciful God.
他愿意扶持他的百姓。
And he is willing to sustain his people.
只要一个人他愿意认罪悔改归向神。
If a person is willing to repent and turn back to God.
很勇敢的把这个罪除掉，让我们的生活成为圣洁。
And bravely get rid of his sin and to be holy again.
我们从哪里跌倒就要从哪里站起来。
And be able to stand up from where he fell.
因为从约书亚记第八章我们看到当这个引起他们犯罪的这个亚干除掉以后，诶，他们就得胜，他们就重新得到神的同在。
Because in chapter 8, after Achan was killed, the people once again received triumph. They once again be able to stand up again.
除罪之后，他们就看到希望。
And after they get rid of the sin, they are able to see hope.
他们真的跟从神的指示，他们就得到胜利。
And after they follow the will of God, they receive triumph.
所以第七章、第八章这两章，在我们在信仰生活当中很重要的提醒。
And that's why in chapter 7 and 8, serve as a great reminder for our spiritual life.
那我们现在来看第七章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 1.
这是发生在以色列百姓他们攻下了很奇妙的。攻下了这个耶利哥城之后，接下来所发生的事情了。
And this incident happened after Israelites are able to take down the great city of Jericho.
那耶利哥城，他们基本上是用一个别人都没有想到的方式，神帮助他们绕城绕一绕之后，就倒了。
God helped them, so Israelites are able to take down the city of Jericho in a way that no other man can fathom.
那他们攻下了耶利哥城之后，他们一定心里很高兴啊。
And after they took down the city of Jericho, and they are extremely joyful.
那可是，在攻打耶利哥的时候，就出现了这个亚干，他贪爱这些他所看到的东西，他就在这个不应该做的事情上犯罪了，然后得罪神。
However, when they are fighting the next city, then a character Achan came out, and he did something that's not pleasant in the sight of the Lord.
因为我们看第一节，可是当时候的耶稣他也不知道到底亚干发生什么事嘛。
Let's go to verse 1, because at the time Joshua himself did not know what Achan did.
第七章第一节说，以色列人在这个当灭的物上犯了罪了，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子米迦的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，主的怒气就向以色列人发作。
In verse 1, but the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things, so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel.
就是说那时候其实亚干一犯罪以后，神都知道，所以神就不跟他们同在，跟他们生气的，可是百姓他们也不知道神在生气啊。
And God knew how Achan had committed a sin against him, so he was no longer with the people of Israel.
后来 你看他们出去打爱城的时候，诶，他们 就被打败了。
So when they went out to take down the city of Ai, they lost the battle.
那打败以后，对他们来说是一个很大的冲击。
And after they lost the battle, it's a great impact to the people of Israelites.
因为他们当时候想到说，哇，怎么会我们会被打败？所以他们整个士气就瓦解了。
Because they couldn't believe why they did not win the battle, so all their confidence was lost.
那后来呢？你看，就神就把这个事情，这个真正被打败的原因告诉了耶稣亚了。
Then God revealed the cause of the failure to Joshua.
然后耶稣亚就很勇敢的照着神的方式把这个罪除掉了。
Then Joshua courageously he get rid of the sin.
所以从第七章我们会看到一个几项很重要的我们要学习有关于罪的问题。
So in chapter 7 we can learn some important points concerning sin.
至少有五点很重要。
And there are five important points.、
啊、第一个就是这个罪连累了很多人。
And the first point is that sin will influence many people.
这个一个人犯罪，让全体的百姓啊，他们后来所做的事情就得不到神的同在，那他们所做的就不会成功了。
And one person committed sin, and it will influence the whole assembly that whatever they do, they cannot succeed.
所以当时候，耶稣亚他本来他也想说，哎，应该要派探子去探一探这个爱城啊，啊，然后。有 他自己的计划，他的策略，他都做了，可是最后竟然失败了，他也很讶异啊。
And at first, Joshua had his own way. He wanted to send out spies to scout out the city.
哦，那可是后来是神帮告诉他问题在哪里，他才了解哦，原来是就是有人犯罪这个问题了。
And he did not know the reason of failure, and it's until God revealed to him, it's because someone among you sinned against me.
好、哦，然后现在这个亚干他一犯罪被发现了，最后是连他自己的儿女流女养他一切他所有属他的统统灭亡了。
And after Achan sinned against God, his children and all his livestock perished along with him.
所以对亚干来说，你看他这样一个做法，他真的连累了百姓失败，其实最严重的就是让他自己的家人全部都灭亡。
So Achan, he sinned, and he not only troubled the whole nations, he also took down his family along with him.
那表示说，哎，我们今天每一个人要做什么事情的时候，一定要想到我今天做下去这些事情会不会影响其他人。
Therefore, today, or whatever we do, before we do something, we have to first think about whether we will influence the people around us.
我们的作为会不会让我们所爱的家人受连累啊，蒙损失呢？
And whether our doings will affect our families, that our family will be going down along with us.
哦，那所以这个要很小心，这个罪就是圣经说像笑一样，会影响其他人。
So we have to be very careful concerning the matter of sin, because the Bible recorded sin as a yeast that it will affect all the people around us.
那第二点，我们从这个第七章里面看到啊。这个亚干他会犯罪，他会贪爱这个不应该拿的东西，其实从他心里的失意开始的。
And in chapter 7, we can see that the reason of Achan's sin is because of the lustful desire that's coming out from his heart.
我们现在看七章的第二十一节了。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 21.
这是亚干他自己在耶稣亚众人跟众人面前承认他当时是做了什么事的。
And this is Achan's He said what happened during the time. He explained to all the people.
21节说，我在所夺的财物当中，我看见一件美好的示拿衣服啊，200舍客勒的银子啊，一条金子重50舍客勒，我就贪爱啊这些物件啊，便拿去了啊，现在藏在我帐篷的地里，银子在衣服底下了。
And 21, when I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it.
那现在这个亚干他之所以犯罪，其实从一开头他说他看见啊这些好东西啊。
And the reason Achan sinned committed the sin because in the beginning he saw these beautiful things.
所以是从他的眼睛开始的。
So it started from his eyes.
那这个两百色克勒其实大概就是五磅左右了哈，两百色克勒银子在五磅左右。
200 shekels of silver, is equating to £5.
那五十色克勒这条金子大概是一磅多一点的，一点二磅左右。
And 50 shekels of gold is weighed about 1.5 pounds.
哦，一点二哈。
1.2 pounds.
那所以其实这个并不是说一个很巨大的财富啊。
So it's not something very, it's not a great wealth.
但是现在亚干他看见他就贪爱了。
But then Achan he saw these things and he desired them.
哦，然后他就拿去了，他就把它拿走了。
And then he took them.
啊，拿走之后他就把。他把他带回来，藏在他的帐篷底下。
And after he took them, he hid them under his tent.
那他现在这个动作，他这个整个犯罪的这个过程，我们看到说，其实是从他心里面的失意开头的。
So the whole process that he committed sin, it all started with the desire of his heart.
哦，因为你心里想，你看见才会爱嘛。
Because whatever your heart desire, then you will have favor in your eye.
如果心里面不想不爱的话，你看到也不会有感觉。
And if you do not love it with your heart, even when you see those things, you will not have any feeling.
哦，所以我们要很小心，要保守我们的心。
Therefore, we have to be very careful. We have to guard our heart.
在雅各书第一章，看第十五节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1, verse 15.
14节。
James chapter 1, verse 14.
个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的了。第十五节说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
14, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. 15, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
这个在亚干的身上就非常的明显。
Then we'll be able to see this from Achan's life.
他从他自己的私欲开始，然后影响他的眼睛，影响他的手，最后影响他的生命。
He started off with his desires and affect his eyes and his hands.Then affected his life.
那最后他把他的这个不该拿的东西拿回到他的家里面，看起来他的家人很有可能会知道的。
So he took something he's not supposed to take, and he bring it to his house, and perhaps his family knew about it.
所以他的家人、妻子、儿女之所以跟着受被灭，可能跟知道这件事情有关系。
Perhaps his wife and his children perished along with him. It's because they knew about this thing.
因为这个罪，因为以前他住帐篷，他现在把东西拿回来，不该拿的东西，而且是很特殊的，他的家人很有可能会发现的。
Because back then they live in tent, and if he brought with him something that's not usual, perhaps his family will notice.
所以你看，这个就是我们今天一个人的心。如果没有小心，那个私欲如果怀胎慢慢长成，最后就会真的会做出那个行动。
So today, if we do not guard our heart carefully, and when the desire is full grown, or when the desire has conceived, then it will, we will do it with action.
那亚干他这样贪哦，其实他其实是，如果他不要这么急的话，他如果能够等候神、听从神的话。他其实后面也能够得到他所想要的东西。
And because of Achan's greed, and he is so rush, he couldn't wait in this matter. Because in the end, later, perhaps he will get all these things as well.
因为第八章呢，就记载神就后来就允许他们去攻打爱城的时候，他说爱城里面的这些财物，你们就可以把它拿来当做你们自己的东西了。
Because later on in chapter 8, when they attacked the city of Ai.God said to them, "All the wealth and possessions you can take for yourself."
哦，所以现在亚干呢，他这个时候，他做了真的不应该做的事。
But at that moment, Achan he did something he is not supposed to.
好，那所以现在这个看到这样的一个记录呢，我们要很小心，我们到底眼睛看什么？
So after we see these recordings, we have to be very careful on what do we see with our eyes.
当我们看到什么事情，我们会动心的时候，表示说我们的心开了一个洞，我们一定要回过头来去想想我们自己的心的问题。
When we see something, we feel that our heart's being drawn into it. We have to be careful because perhaps there is something wrong with our heart.
好，那第七章里面第三个重点。
And the third key point in chapter 7.
现在当亚干已经犯罪了，这个罪已经做成了，
哦。After Achan committed sin.
那个罪的结果就是让神不跟百姓同在了。
And the consequence of this sin is that God no longer want to abide with the people.
其实神已经在对百姓发怒，只是当时候大家都不知道而已。
God's anger already aroused onto people. However, everyone is unaware of this.
但是罪如果没有除掉，神就不同在。
Unless the sin is rid of among them, otherwise God will not be with them.
那再多的祷告跟禁食也不会有效果。
And it doesn't matter how much they pray or how much they fast, there will be no fruit that's coming out of it.
我们现在看一下第七章有关于耶稣亚他发现他们被爱神打败之后他的心情跟反应。
Let's first look at Joshua's reaction when after he realized they lose the battle of to the city of Ai.
七章第六节是说耶稣亚就撕裂衣服哦，他和以色列的长老哦，把灰撒在头上，然后就在神的约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。
Joshua in verse 6, Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord, and he and the elders of Israel.And they put dust on their heads.
就看到这个时候，耶稣亚他是真的发现说不了解怎么会有这种结果，所以他现在求问神，然后在神面前谦卑啊，然后痛悔啊，希望能够重新得到神的指示跟神的祝福嘛。
And Joshua, he could not comprehend how is it possible that they lose a battle. So he humbled himself, he repented before the Lord, and he's seeking the will from the Lord.
他也跟神祷告说，主啊，哀哉，我主啊，你为什么要让我们过一旦河，然后现在过了之后又让我们被打败呢？
He also said to the Lord, alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into this disaster?
那其实那个时候神已经在跟他们发怒，他不知道嘛。
But at the time, God was already angry, at the people, but he did not know.
所以这个耶稣亚他就一直趴在这个约柜前，就是在神面前求问他，然后一直祷告。
He did not know, and he continued to fell face down before the ark and continued to pray to God.
好，那可是呢，你看这个是很自然的。今天我们碰到一件事情，我们一定要在神面前祷告祈求。
And this is something that's very natural. And then sometimes when we face something, naturally we will pray before the Lord.
那可是我们从耶稣亚从第七节跟第九节所祷告的内容，我们就看到人性的软弱，就是碰到一个什么事情发生了，很自然的我们会检讨神，而不是检讨我们。
And from verse 7 to 9, we can see the human nature that when things happen, we will pose question to God instead of internalize it and asking ours and reflect within.
当时候耶稣亚他不知道发生什么事情，他很自然说啊，神啊，你怎么没有祝福我们？你怎么让我们被打败？到底怎么一回事？
Because at the time Joshua did not know what happened, so naturally he just say to God, God, why do you let this happen to us? Why did you let us lose this battle?
那所以其实我们如果反过来想，我们应该求神帮助我们说，主啊，帮助我们，让我发现我到底哪里有问题。
But on the other hand, when things happen, we can ask the Lord, God, please help us to see our own problem and help us to see what's the cause of this consequence.
那接下来从第十一节，从第十节呢，我们就看到这个罪的显明其实是要从神来的指示的。
And in verse 10, we can see.In order to see the main cause of an incident, we need the will of God. We need to see the
神直接跟他们显明。
Because in verse 10, God revealed it to them.
神直接叫耶稣亚说：“你起来，你为什么要这样子伏在地呢？”
Because the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up! Why do you lie thus on your face?"
十一节说以色列人犯了罪啊，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈。又把那当灭的物放在他们的家具里了。
11, because God said to him, it's because Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken some of the accursed things and have been taking to their house.
第十二节说，因此以色列人在仇敌面前就站立不住了。
And therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies.
他说，现在你们成为被咒诅的，你们若没有把这个当面的物除掉，他说我就不再跟你们同在了。
He said to them, "If you do not get rid of this accursed things, I will no longer abide with you."
啊，所以现在神主动的把这个罪问题把它指出来，让约书亚可以恍然大悟。哦，原来这个就是真正被打败的原因呐。
So God took the initiative to explain to Joshua the reason of their failure. So that Joshua can understand and can do something about it.
他就直接的把他的精神放在处理这个罪的事情上，而不是在浪费在其他的调查上面。
So now Joshua can focus wholeheartedly get rid of the sin instead of doing the whole investigation and figure out what's wrong.
所以我们需要求神帮助我们来显明我们自己的心思意念。
So we need God to the help of God to reveal our own intent, our own intention, and also the cause of the problem.
你看，今天我们要求神哦，来指出，因为有时候我们都自己不知道我们到底问题在哪里的。
So we need God to direct our way because oftentimes we do not know what's the main problem.
那如果神指示我们的话，我们就明白了。
And if God is willing to guide us to show us the way, then we'll be able to understand.
然后就会我们的努力，我们的时间就花在那个最重要的事情上。
Then we'll be able to focus all our effort and energy on the most important thing.
看诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇。
The book of Psalm, chapter 19.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
谁能够知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
12. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults.
十三节说，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
13. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgressions.
你看从 这一段大卫他的祷告里面，我们就看到他其实也很知道，有时候他自己都不知道他是犯罪得罪神。
So from the prayer of David, we can see that he knew sometimes, he realized sometimes he sinned against God, but he is not aware of it.
他现在说求神能够让他这个罪能够他自己能够明白，然后他愿意改变，他求神赦免，他愿意追求完全。
And he's praying to God that he is willing to change. He's willing to pursue after holiness, and he's asking God to let him be able to see his own sins.
所以他就不会让这个罪来辖制他了。
So that sin will not have dominion over him.
啊，所以他说我就完全就不会犯大罪，我不会犯罪去得罪神了。
So then he shall be blameless, and she will not sin against God.
啊，所以现在我们要常常在祷告里面求神，让我们来显明我们自己的心思意，让我们看到我们自己的过失。
So in our prayer, we have to pray to God to reveal our sins and to be able to see our faults, so that we can change and be holy.
因为罪没有除，我们在神面前就我们在仇敌面前站立不住，我们就失落了神的同在了。
Because we will not be able to stand in front of our enemy if we still have sin that's not rid of.
好，那现在第五点，约书亚记第七章，这个罪如果神显明以后，接下来一定要很勇敢的认罪。
So the fifth important point we can learn from Joshua chapter 7 is that after we discovered our sin, we have to be brave and get rid of it.
这是要让神转意不发烈怒，神不再生气的唯一方法。
And that's the only reason we can, so that God will not continue be angry at us.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
当我们发现这个罪在那里的时候，一定承认，然后要把它解决。
And when we realize we have sin, we should we should come face to face with it and get rid of it.
然后求神赦免，我们就不会让这个罪继续来辖制，来让我们继续的远离神。
So we also ask God to help us so that sin will not continue to have dominion over us.
看回来《耶稣雅记》七章第十九节。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 7, verse 19.
七章十九节。
7 verse 19.
耶稣雅对亚干说：“我儿，我劝你要将荣耀归给主以色列的神呢。”在他面前认罪，将你所做的事情告诉我，你不要向我隐瞒。
19. Now Joshua said to Achan, My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me.
那这个，你看，耶稣亚他对亚干特别承认，因为亚干被选出来是神把他找出来的啦。
So Joshua said this to Achan because God was the one that chose that single out Achan from all the people.
因为神只是耶稣亚用这个方式，然后用这个抽签，从支派一直到宗族到家世到人丁，哦，一关一关的把这个犯罪人找出来了。
Because it's God told Joshua to cast lots among all the people from one group to another, and then it singled out Achan.
好，然后之后，现在亚干出来之后，耶稣亚很肯定的跟他说：“你一定要认罪。”
So after Achan was out, Joshua said to him, "You have to make confession to the Lord."
好，第二十六节。
Verse 26.
亚干啊，第二十节了。
Verse 20.
亚干就回答耶稣亚说：“我实在是得罪了主以色列的神啊，我所做的是如此如此。”
And then in verse 20, Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done."
好，这个就是他真的他认罪了。
And so he did repented to God.
那认罪之后，他要为这个罪付出代价。
However, after he confessed of his sin, he had to pay a price of a sin.
我们通常都会想说，那亚干认罪应该原谅他才对啊。
Because usually we think, since Achan he already confessed his sin, then we should forgive him.
但是最后他也是被用石头打死的。
But in the end, he was still stoned to death.
因为最后在他身上堆成一大堆石头了。
And it's because over his corpse there's a great heap of stones.
在这里我们所看到的，在旧约的时代，神的做法，看到的是圣洁的神，他这个罪一定要从百姓当中除掉。
And this is Old Testament. You can see that God is the holy God, and sin have to be get rid of among Israel.
这个除罪就是要流血。
And when you get rid of sin, you have to shed blood.
在当时候，神主耶稣还没有来到。
Because at the time, Lord Jesus Christ had not yet come to the world.
而且在这件事情上，他是让整个以色列百姓在这个攻打迦南地一开头就失落了神的同在。
And it's because of Achan's sin, the Israelites, while they're trying to conquer the land of Canaan, because of the sin, they are unable to go forth in the battle.
好，所以最后神给耶稣亚的指示是要把这个人打死。耶稣亚不是自己自作主张，是神在第十五节的地方特别指示要这样处理的。
And God told Joshua how to handle these things, and it's in verse 15, and God told him that you have to kill him.
就是说，因为他在以色列百姓当中做了一件愚蠢的事情，他说这件事情一定要处罚，然后之后把他除掉。
Because he did something foolish among the children of Israelites, so you have to punish him and get rid of him among them.
看到这个罪哦，是会让人致命的啦。
Because you can see that sin can lead to death.
当然，我们今天坐在这里，我们在主耶稣的恩典底下，我们看到另外一个神给我们的亮光跟希望。
However, today living under the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, He let us see another hope, another light.
可是。当在神这个圣洁的神眼中，他对罪的处理，我们就看到神事实上是很严厉的。
However, from the eyes of the Holy God, you can see how stern He is concerning the matter of sin.
我们今天在这个主耶稣的恩典底下，我们看到的是神的主耶稣的救赎跟恩典呢。
Today, living under the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, what we see is His salvation and also His grace.
今天如果不是主耶稣来救我们，我们每一个人在这个罪当中都是要这样灭亡的。
And today, if Lord Jesus Christ did not come to save us, then all of us will perish in sin.
好，所以你看，在整个第七章，你看到这个罪事实上是让人很害怕的。
Therefore, throughout chapter 7, you can see sin is something we should be fearful.
耶稣亚呢？你看他现在真的照神的指示，勇敢的把这个这件事情解决了，把这个人除了。
And according to God's instruction, Joshua he get rid of this person.
他没有用人间的他那个个人的感情去更改神的指示。
He did not let his personal emotion interfere with the instruction of God.
没有说认为哇，怎么这么 这样子会不会太残忍呢？
He did not say to God, "Oh God, we can't do this. This is too cruel."
没有，他神是怎么说，他就怎么做。
Whatever God said to him, he followed through.
好了，现在真的亚干被打死之后，在他身上堆了一大堆石头了。
So now after Achan was killed, there was a great heap of stones.
众人都看见了。
On top of him, and all the congregation they witnessed.
现在他们明白神的这个圣洁的原则了。
So then all the people started to understand the principle of holiness.
然后现在他们发现说，哇，原来偷窃神哦，取的不该取的东西是多么严重。
And then they realized how severe it could be if you take the accursed things of the Lord.
他们也看到说这个罪的事情在神眼中哦，其实是有时候我们人认为没有什么大不了的事，在神眼中却是很严重的。
And they also witnessed the matter of sins that sometimes it might not be as severe in the sight of man, but it could be very severe in the sight of God.
所以最好的方法就是神说什么就做什么。
So the best way is that whatever God says, then you do.
神说不可以拿就不要拿。
If God tell you do not take those things, then you leave it.
神说要奉献的就奉献。
And if God say offer this to me, then you offer to him.
这是最简单的原则。
And this is the most simple way.
我们相信神所给我们的指示绝对不是错误，绝对不会错误。
Because we believe that whatever instruction God gave us, is right.
好，那现在这个罪解决了以后。
So now after the matter of sin was solved.
第八章。
In chapter 8.
一开头。现在神主动跟耶稣亚说。
In the beginning of chapter 8, God took the initiative to speak to Joshua.
八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
你不要害怕，也不要惊慌。你起来，率领一切的兵丁上爱城去。我已经把爱城的王和他的民、他的城并他的地都交在你手里的。
Chapter 8, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Joshua, Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and rise.Go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你怎样待耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也当照样待爱城和爱城的王，只是城内所夺的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的掠物，你要在城后设下伏兵。
And 2. You shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. Only its spoil and its cattle you shall take as booty for yourselves.Lay an ambush for the city behind it.
这两节就是整个第八章的重点。
And these two is the main point in chapter 8.
这是神亲自指示耶稣亚应该怎么样来攻打爱城。
And God, he personally and told Joshua how to take over the city of Ai.
神亲自给耶稣亚安慰跟鼓励。
And God, he comforted Joshua and
他的安慰
鼓励 encourage Joshua.
然后神给他们一定会得胜的应许
and also gave him the promise that they will surely triumph over the city.
我们就看到如果把第七章跟第八章做个比较，当初耶稣亚出去打爱城第一次出去的时候，他都没有求问神，而且神也没有指示说要去打爱城。
So if we make a comparison in chapter 7 and chapter 8, we realize that in the beginning of chapter 7, when Joshua was about to go to war, he did not ask for the guidance of God, and nor did God spoke to him.
因为亚干已经犯罪了，所以神就已经不跟他们同在，所以神都没有讲话嘛。
Because God, at the time, Achan already sinned against God, and God was not with them, so God did not speak to him.
所以耶稣亚他用他自己的方式呢，他也忘记说要问神说可不可以去打，因为其实第一场战役攻打耶利哥的时候，是神主动说：“我把耶利哥交给你的，所以你们出去打一定会得胜的。”
And so, when Joshua first want to attack the city of Ai, he did not ask for the instruction of God, and that's different than when they've fought against the city of Jericho, because God personally say to them, "This is the way you should go."
哦，所以你如果看第六章跟第八章呢，一开头呢，这个就是。神都是神指示说你们去攻打耶利哥，你们现在去攻打爱城，我现在把他们交在你们手里了，你们一定会得胜，神给他们应许的。
So if you see the beginning of verse chapter 6 and beginning of chapter 8, God said to them, Now the city is under your hand, and I have already handed them to you. Go ahead and attack them.
所以你看这个神啊，他现在知道耶稣亚跟百姓他们的心哦，面对爱城的时候有一个障碍啊。所以特别鼓励他们说：“你不要害怕，也不要惊慌。”
And God knew that the people and also Joshua, and now they have an obstacle in their heart when facing the city of Ai. So God comforted them and told them, "Do not be dismayed."
我们的神是是安慰跟啊、鼓励的神啊。
And God, our God is a God that can comfort us and also encourage us.
你看，今天我们人愿意回转归向神的时候，神一定会帮助我们重新站起来。
And today, as men, if we're willing to turn back to Him, He will help us to stand up once again.
我们有时候在信仰上会起起伏伏，有时候了。
And because there's ups and downs in this journey of faith.
但是当我们愿意归向神，我们愿意承认我们的过错，求神来赦免我们的时候，神就要再一次的鼓励我们，让我们重新得力。
Because when we are willing to turn back to Him, and God, He will once again comfort us and let us be renewed in our strength.
神对耶稣要讲的这句话，不要惧怕，不要惊慌。其实，在第一章的时候，神就已经跟他讲过了。
Over in chapter beginning of chapter 8, God said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed." And God said the same thing to Joshua in chapter 1.
一开头，耶稣要当这个领导人的时候，神就这样子跟他应许，
because,
跟他鼓励了。
And in the beginning, when Joshua was about to be the leader, and God said to him, and encourage this way and encourage him.
好，那现在神再次的跟他保证，你不用担心了，我要跟你同在。
And right now, God once again promised him, "Do not be dismayed. I will be with you."
好，那现在神告诉耶稣亚，你要去打爱城的时候，你要把一切要率领一切的兵丁哦，都上爱城去的。
And so here God instructed Joshua, when you go to fight the city of Ai, you have to bring all the people along with you.
如果看第六章的第三节，
if you turn to chapter 6 verse 2,
一样在攻打耶利哥的时候说，你们的一切兵丁都要去围绕这城。
And God said to him that all your people should surround the city.
我们现在在看，其实神是真正的大元帅，他是真正的领导人哦。
So you will see that God is the true commander in all these battles.
神已经要跟他们要帮他们打仗了。
And God wants to help them in this battle.
那如果神出手，那他们一定可以得胜啊。
And if God is on their side, then for sure they can win the victory.
那可是为什么神还特别要求耶稣亚现在去打仗的时候要把一切的兵丁都带上去？
Now, however, why in chapter 8 God once again said to him that you have to bring all your people along with you?
这是神在这两次里面特别吩咐，但是耶稣亚在第七章的时候，他是我自己想法，就不用全部人上去了，两三千人就好了。
So in those two battles, God instructed him this way, but in chapter 7, Joshua, he used his own way, and he just brought couple thousand people along with him.
那当然了，第七章我们在看他们失败的原因呢，也有可能是哇，他们是低估了敌人，他们高估了自己，我们是分析他们失败的原因嘛。
And if we analyze the reason of a failure, it'sIn chapter 7, it can also be because they exalted themselves and they underestimated their enemies.
他们派出太少的人了。
They sent out too few people.
但其实你看，我们回到看到神的方式，神都要求要去打仗的时候，所有人一起去。
So if we see the God's way in the battle, He want all the people to go up to fight.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为这个每一个战役都是全部的人一起参与的，不可以说是哪一部分的人去攻打哪一些城，所以这些城就是哪一些人攻下来的，是哪一些人的功劳。
And because when they are fighting the battle, all the people should be as one and fighting in that one battle, so that not only few people will be.
然后这个 credit 就是说，
这是他们， credit,
就是他们的，是他们的功劳嘛，哈。
So not only few people can receive the credit.
不是，所以我们在看到这个耶稣亚里面在记载这个战役的时候，神的原则都是全部人一起去。
So when we see the principle of God in battle is that everyone have to go together.
所以你看，今天我们在打这个属灵的征战，我们在传扬福音，在面对这个要救人灵魂这一个重大的。圣公里。
So today, when we are fighting this spiritual battle, when we are preaching the gospel, we are.
我们要从神对耶稣的指示里面得到一些教训了。
We have to be able to learn from the instruction that God gave to Joshua.
我们要全部人一起参与，很重要的。
That all of us have to anticipate together.
所以，我们今天教会的每一件圣公，如果我们认为我们是属神的人，我们一定会关心，一定会参与。
So today, concerning the holy work of church, if we deem ourselves as the people of God, then we will participate and we will care for these holy works.
所以教会里面的工作，不管是打扫，不管是福音茶会，不管是灵恩布道会，或者是各种的圣工，我们一定会想要，我应该要参与，因为这是我应该要做，这是我们每一个全部人一起来打的这个这一场战。
So in that way, we will want to participate clean holy works such as clean the church, gospel tea fellowship, spiritual convocation, because we'll want to be part of it and to be part of this spiritual battle.
我们一定不要认为说啊，这件事情没有我没有关系，我不需要参与这种工作，这种事情别人去做就好了。
We will not have the mindset that it's okay. I can just let other people participate in those work and
你看到耶稣雅记，如果我们在读的时候注意去看它，一定都是一切的精兵、一切的兵丁都一起去。
Because throughout the book of Joshua, we'll see that when they're fighting the battle, all the people and armies will go together.
所以今天我们面对这个属灵的征战，我们每一个人要全部人一起投入了。
So today, when we are fighting this spiritual battle, all of us have to be together and fight together.
我们现在在全部投入的时候，不是说我们每一个人都要去做这样同一件这样子，好像都做。比如说我们现在要煮饭，不是每一个人都去煮饭。
But when we are doing it all together, it doesn't mean we will do the same thing. For instance, if it's cooking, it's not like all of us will be cooking together.
而是我们每一个人都参与，我们在用不同方式在参与，在协助这个圣工。
Instead, all of us will participate, helping and doing this holy work.
所以我们要去发传单，我们要去跟慕道者谈福音。我们任何一件圣工，其实我们有人要去做，有人要去祷告。有人要去准备这个教会所有的这些资源的工作，这个就是我们全部人一起去征战的意思。
So when we are fighting this spiritual battle together, meaning that when we are doing this holy work, some people will be praying for it, some people will do the preparation work, some people will talk to the truth seekers, while others will do something else.
然后我们看到，你看耶稣雅他们本来在这个第一次攻打的时候，他们失败，他们哀哭啊，每个人心都消化，他们在神面前就哭泣了。
The first time they fought against the city of Ai, they were defeated, so their heart will melt away like waters.
但是神现在应许他们要得胜。
But now God promised them that they will have victory.
所以神要让他们从被打败的地方重新得到胜利，然后再一次带来欢呼喜乐。
So God want them to receive victory, of the battle that they once lose.
那现在得胜的真正的来源是神把敌人交在他们手上。
The source of their victory is because God already handed their enemies to them.
不是因为他们人比人家强壮，不是人比人多。
And it's not because they outnumber their enemies or because they're stronger than their enemies.
神把这些仇敌交在他们手上，这是从第六章开始一直到第十二章，我们所看到征战的过程当中一再重复出现的字眼。
And God will hand the enemies over to them, and we can see this phrase from chapter 7, chapter 6, all the way to chapter 12.
所以神是真正掌握胜败的关键。
So God, He is the key, of victory.
如果我们信靠神，我们就得胜。
And if we rely on God, trust Him, then we can receive victory.
我们不可能靠人自己得胜。
And it's impossible for us to receive victory, by relying on ourselves.
所以你看，我们胜败不在乎人多人少。
So receiving victory doesn't matter how many people we have.
是在乎神。
But it depends on God.
但是又不是说，那人多人少不关心，那我们不用那么多人去，我们一部分去就好，也不是这个意思。
But on the other hand, doesn't mean that since our number doesn't matter, then some people can just go, and while some people stay behind.
因为一切的兵丁就是这个是全部人都。连在这个整体百姓的事情。
Because here recorded that all the people shall go up, because this is a matter that's concerning all the people, and they are one.
那现在神特别允许说，你们去攻爱城的时候，那个财物跟牲畜可以取为自己的掠物。
And here God said to them, when you fight the city, you can take all the spoils and its cattle, to take as booty for yourselves.
为什么这一次神就允许百姓可以去拥有这些财物呢？
So how come this time God allowed them to take all the possessions for themselves?
但是在攻打耶利哥城的时候却不允许呢。
But when they're fighting the city of Jericho, God did not let them take all those things.
这应该是耶利哥城是第一个城，这个城像是出熟的果实一样，是要献给神的。
And perhaps it's because it is because this is their first battle, so the first fruit should be reserved for God.
所以亚干哦，他如果当初不要那么急哦，在等。等下一次，神就把这个财物赐给他们。
So if Achan he is patient and he is willing to wait, then in the end God will give all these things to him.
所以我们现在很多时候不要急，有时候我们要真的要等候神的时候。
So many incidences that we have to be able to to be able to wait for God's timing.
神知道我们的需要。
And God, He knows our need.
我们如果愿意等候神的，神绝对会让我们得到我们需要的东西的。
And those who are willing to wait on the Lord, in the end, God will give the things that we need.
遵照神的方法。
And we have to do it according to His ways.
而不是用自己的小聪明想要去夺取，然后去隐藏嘛。
And we should not use our own intelligence and try to hide things away from God.
那我们也看到说神、哦、真的是、很有创意的神。
And we can also see that our God is a creative God.
八章的第二节，最后神跟耶稣亚说：“你要在城后设下伏兵啊。”
In the end of chapter 8, verse 2, God say, "Lay an ambush for the city behind."
神指示他们去攻打爱城的方式跟去攻打耶利哥不一样了。
The way God instructs them to take down the city of Ai is different than that of the city of Jericho.
所以神他有他的方法。
So God, He has His own way.
如果我们能够遵照神的方法，就能够得胜利。
And if we can follow His way, then we can receive victory.
所以最后他们得到完全的胜利。
So in the end, they win the battle.
他们把爱城的王拿下来了。
They took down the king of Ai.
因为他已经死了。
Because he died.
之后把他在他的尸首上堆成一大堆石头。
And on top of his corpse, they cast a heap of stones.
让我们看到神最后给他们完全的胜利。
So in the end, we can see that God gave them this complete victory.
所以从失败，他们再得到胜利。
So then from failure, once again they receive victory.
从这个引起失败的人被除灭之后，这个罪除了之后，就带来了啊这个完全的胜利。
And after the person that caused the sin was get rid of, then they receive victory.
希望这两堆石头对我们都能够有很重要的提醒。
And I hope these two great heaps of stones can serve as a reminder for us.
那我们愿意真的来信靠神。
So that we're willing to truly rely on God.
得到神的祝福。
And receive His blessing.
我们现在一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
482首。
482.